Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of What Is This Feeling? A podcast where I could talk about everything gay, theater, drag, spirituality, and sex. My name is Piotr, and I'm a Pisces, and this week we're going to talk about conflict. Having conflict, long conflict, having beef. We're going to talk about it all today in What Is This Feeling? Oh no, What Is This Feeling? Yeah, ooh. What is conflict? What is conflict in a way? Well, I looked up the definition of conflict, and it is a serious disagreement or argument, typically a protracted one, which just means it's very long. So a serious disagreement that can take ages. On a little side note, I want to thank all the 16 followers on Spotify for following this channel. I've got 16 followers! Yay! No, thank you so much for following me on there, and I'm not going to start any conflicts with you. Now, to go back in time, I never really had any conflict at home. Me and my parents never had a conflict. It was always very kind of vanilla. And I also felt that I couldn't start a conflict, and I didn't feel I was, like, backed up by anything. I didn't feel I had, not that I didn't have anything to say, I felt like a conflict or an argument didn't work or help. I never felt the need to do that. I literally didn't feel that. Not that I proper felt that I was, like, bulldozed or not listened to, but yeah, I didn't have, it sounds maybe a little bit sad, but I just didn't felt like I was heard for if there was, like, conflict. One of the things I remembered very well is I'm such a sensitive person. I was such a sensitive child. That's why I kept hearing as well. So when I was 13, I was in school, and our class was quite loud sometimes. Some people were loud. And I remembered in a history class, there was a lovely teacher with, like, ginger, frizzy, big hair. And our class was very loud, and she couldn't really control it. So she said to give everybody detention. And I thought that was very unfair. And I was at the front of the class, in front of her desk. And I said to her, like, can you maybe point out the people that are loud instead of punishing the whole class? Because I felt so affected by it already, even though I have nothing to do with it. Massive imposter syndrome, this teacher getting mad at the whole class, and I was just literally there, a 13-year-old, kind of half chubby, no backbone, no confidence, just sitting there getting the same punishment as the loud, cool, rebellious people got. And yeah, I literally all tried to not be in any conflict, or I wish I was a rebellious person that could start conflict, and not that you would learn something from it, but it felt a bit of a waste, but it just feels a bit, it feels a bit weak. And looking back, talking about it, it feels a bit sad that I felt a bit weak at that time. Yeah. And I don't want to blow my own horn, but the older I got, the more kind of aware I got. And till this day, I can now watch reality TV without being triggered. So I'm gladly to announce that I'm watching Big Brother for the first time. And I'm not getting triggered. Because so many times it just brought me back to the classroom and to people getting angry, and I'm getting so affected by it. If teachers or other kids around me got angry and pissed off, I took that upon me as if I was the cause of it. So finally watching reality TV, I had to even, like, turn off RuPaul. Sometimes I even stopped watching a series of RuPaul because I didn't like it anymore. But now I can watch Big Brother and I can enjoy it and have peace with it. So that's nice. By the way, this is not a thing to do with conflict, but we've got two cats, two lovely cats, and they sometimes sit on the windowsill, and I have seen a neighbor walk past almost every day. He has been stopping in front of our window to see if our cats are there. And sometimes Raja and Jinx are like in the windowsill, and our neighbor looks for about 10 seconds, and he's, I think he's like in his 70s or something. And it's just very cute that he just like is looking for the cats, and like, yeah, it's really cute. Now, to come back to the conflict, a little question to set this off. Are you aware of any conflicts you are having with yourself? Oh my God. I'm just gonna let that happen and stick with you. So, boop, 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 boop.
My pulse is rushing. My head is reeling. My face is flushing. What is this show?
I feel when you grow up, you only know the people in your school. You know the people in maybe sports that you do. So I have always formed myself in the group dynamic. So for example, in drama school in the Netherlands, we had around 12 people in our class. Because my musical theatre degree was also joined with kind of an educational degree, so I am officially a singing teacher as well, and I have taught dance classes during my degree as well as part of the kind of setup of becoming a teacher and performer. And one of the classes, they taught us with the group dynamic that every group has. And you've got the joker, you've got the followers, you've got the rebellious person, you've also all got these different kinds of types of people, as in, well, it's not really true, because I feel you put people in boxes straight away, and I don't like doing that, and don't like being put in a box. So, by the way, I'm still a bit snotty in a way, because I was ill last week. The last time I did a podcast, I almost got over the sore throat, it got quite worse. So now can maybe sound a bit husky. So we were in the class, and the teacher was like, "Oh, so you got this person, this time person, and who is everybody here in the class?" So we discussed who was a kind of type of person. So I was a follower, which means I would just follow what everybody else would feel or see or do, without a massive kind of, I don't know, voice. And at that point I was like, well, that's not really how I wanted to be, because I felt that a lot of choices of some people weren't very valid because I felt a different way. And just because I wasn't as vocal as they were, my voice wasn't heard. And I remember at one point, it must be my third year or something, that I felt I was speaking up for myself. I was like, oh, let my voice be heard, and which sometimes was against other people's voices. And it was interesting because from the point on where I was starting to show my voice and let people know what I think, there were literally people coming at me saying that I was rude, that I was not kind and harsh. And I was like, I am just finally voicing my opinion for the first time. And because it would mess up the dynamic of the group, because if I was a follower the whole time and now finally letting my voice be heard, of course it will change up the group dynamic. And that has created some conflict because people didn't saw a kind of a side of me that was a bit louder and a bit more like, oh, this person has got an opinion and has got like a choice in life about some things. And I feel I've had that a couple of times before when I would start at work in a team, because maybe the first couple of weeks I would be very kind of standoffish or a bit soft, silent, because I'm more like looking around and scanning the whole work situation, the group of people, and then I would be myself. That's a thing I would have done like years ago, and now I feel, thank God, a bit more comfortable with myself. But yeah, when I worked in front of house, and I don't want to unlock Pandora's box of when you work in customer service, because you get a lot of conflict there. There's, and not even with colleagues, with the people that you are in contact with. I'm going to give you two examples. So I used to work at on the bar at a theater, massive theater, 200 seats, 2200, I think. And I was on a bar, and a lovely lesbian couple came to the bar and ordered some drinks. About 20 minutes later, they came to the bar again and ordered interval drinks. And they ordered another pair of drinks as well, so I did put that through. And then they came back to the bar again to have another set of drinks. And I'm not sure if they were drinking before coming to the theater as well, but I felt they were getting a bit tipsy and a bit drunk and a bit loud. And I know you want to see the show. You don't want to go to a theater, get drunk, and don't remember the show and make everybody around you pissed off. So with my judgment there, I said, oh, can I suggest you having a soft drink? And their reaction was very apologetic, a little bit embarrassed, because I didn't want to be like, oh, you are drunk, so you can't have any alcohol anymore. And but they were like, oh, sorry. And they kept it there. You know, I didn't want to keep the fun away from people, but I felt they were getting quite tipsy already before the show. Now, not a bit of conflict there. So another time I was on a different bar, and one of my supervisors said in my ear, hey, those two people at the bar there, they are drunk and they have gotten drinks, tried to get drinks for somewhere else, and we refuse them. So if they come to you, you need to refuse them any drinks, except for any soft drinks. So they came to my till, yay, and they said, can I have a bottle of Prosecco? And I said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can offer you soft drinks. And they went out of their mind. They started yelling. They started saying that people have talked behind their backs to them about being drunk. And they created a whole scene. And I was literally there like, I'm literally just a messenger. I'm literally just here to serve drinks. And they kept shouting at me. And yeah, conflict. And I think because of customer service, I could block out a little bit of that conflict as well. But it is a weird mix between me being so sensitive and so scared of anger and people getting angry at me, and then the other side of me being so calm and trying not to let it get to me and trying to stay calm in a situation. I can do that very well, to stay calm in a situation. So it's a weird kind of mix with conflict. Now, as I looked up, the meaning of conflict is something longer, having an argument that is longer than just, you know, 5 minutes. So I've worked front of house somewhere else before, and I was supervising, and we had a person in our team that could be a bit problematic. And that person could be okay one day, and the next day, if you said something bad as a supervisor, you know, there was a couple of people there that couldn't be managed because they had trouble being managed. Now, I remembered when that person would kick up a scene in the team. Like I said, I don't want to say it every time, but I'm sensitive. So when you would go home, the next day would come and you go to work, and I was thinking like, oh, please. Oh, I think I need to do something about this person because they were angry yesterday. And they would come into work and be the most jolly person that they are. And I have been like prepping myself to have a conversation with this person, or like try to make peace at some point to make it nice for the whole group of people. And then this person was just all fine. So the whole kind of conflict that was there was suddenly away because they were just feeling fine. And when the person wanted conflict, they just did it. It was so easy in their thing to create drama and to not be managed.
Ooh, mom, it's drag.
Like I said with Big Brother. Oh, well, Big Brother, same with reality TV, it is so easy to create drama between people that know each other or don't know each other, just by asking them how they feel about each other. If you ask someone, how do you feel about this person? And they would say that in the room with the people around them, it already creates tension and it creates things just like Big Brother. I have seen it is so easy to create conflict between people with simple tools. With just saying, what do you don't like about this person? And someone will get offended and there's cameras on you and you don't have a lot to eat and you have to make an outfit if you're on Drag Race. And it is so easy to create conflict, and that is what they are looking for in those reality TV programs, because it's TV, it's drama, it's like fun to watch. And that's all really I have to say about it.
Welcome to the Zen Garden.
Conflict. I feel there's two bits for this part. The conflict you have with yourself and the conflict you have with other people. I can tell you, I have a lot of conflicts with myself. There's a lot of discussions happening with myself, in my mind. If that has something to do with what I'm going to do today, if that has something to do with feeling how I feel, I feel kind of anxiety and fear has something to do with any conflict in you, because it's a bounce off each other. It's a conversation. It's a proper discussion of what will be better, and yes and no, and if something happens and it's a conflict and you want to sort it out, cool, you sort it out, it's done. But there's so many things that are still a conflict that you can't sort out because you just enjoy having this conflict with yourself. And sometimes it's because you get triggered, and sometimes it's not. I've had it a while from last year that I didn't enjoy going on public transport by myself. I felt a bit triggered, especially if it was very busy. I got anxious about things, and instead of just having nice, chilled, relaxed thoughts and just enjoy the ride, I had very anxious thoughts, which, to be fair, I can see as conflicts, because you literally, I was literally talking to myself back and forth with whoever that was, if it was my ego or my mind or my, I don't know, whatever that is. So how do you approach conflicts with yourself? And I think becoming aware of those things is already half the job done. If you are keep getting anxious about things, if you're keeping fear about things, if you own up to that fear, if you own up to that anger and sense and feel like, oh, this is what I feel now, and I want to change that because it doesn't make me happy, it doesn't help this situation, it doesn't help me being on the tube around so many people, and I just want to sit down and enjoy, I want to get home, I just want to, you know, feel okay, instead of thinking, am I gonna faint, am I gonna throw up, am I gonna, are people around me here that could help me? I don't think so, because I'm judging the people around me. And, you know, those kind of thoughts that I had, it's a proper conflict that you have with yourself. And bit by bit, I became aware of that and released the conflict. And like I said, with Big Brother, if someone says to me, oh, I don't like you, I voted for you to be up for elimination, I would be just interested what the reasoning, what was the reason, the reasoning was. I don't know if you can say that, because then maybe you get punished if you're on Big Brother. But I would be more interested in how it is, because I really enjoy that some people are like, hey, I have never talked to this person, so I'm putting them out for elimination, because I just didn't have any interaction with this person. There's some people that on Big Brother that says, oh, I put this person up for elimination because they don't clean the dishes or they don't do a certain thing. And I'm like, you can literally tell this to this person, you are creating more conflict by not communicating and spreading your judgment and negativity around in the house. A really good example is the other day, a couple of people were asleep in the bedroom, and a couple of loud people came in tipsy and just waking everybody up. And instead of saying, hey, we are trying to sleep here, could you maybe go into the living room and do this? And then when you're done, can you go to sleep? Because there's a good handful of people here that wants to sleep. No, this person went into the diary room, and said to Big Brother, this blah, 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 they're like making noise and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, this creates more conflict. A, in yourself, and B, with the people around you, and C, with the people that are watching the show, because you're not very likable because of that. And instead of just communicating and solving the conflict that you have, am I crazy? Is it because life should be that easy, right? That you could just tune in, zone in, be calm and respectful from both sides and just say how you feel. So like I said before, I think unconsciously I try to avoid kind of conflict, which is weird because it's not weird because it's based on how I feel or think about things. And sometimes I feel, not that I'm not worthy, but sometimes I feel, literally coming back to the first thing I said in the episode, as a child, I never felt I could say that as in a conflict, an argument, like, I feel this way, so this needs to change. I found that it's still hard to do it in my real life, and this life, current life, because it almost feels like it's not as valid, or it's not enough, the voice that I have. It sounds a bit weird, but yeah, I think that's the reason about a bit of conflict. Did I say about that there were two Jehovah Witnesses on the door? I can't remember if I told you that. Maybe I did, but like I got triggered when they said there were two Jehovah Witnesses at the door and they asked me if I believed in God, and I got triggered by that because I felt really unsafe by those people trying to pursue and groom and put their religion on somebody else and literally try to get them join the club. I also felt that they couldn't hear if I would make a conversation, if I would have a conversation about them, because they were so focused on selling what they were selling. So I didn't feel I could have a conflict or like a conversation with them. And I do feel just starting conflict out of nothing is, it sucks my energy. And I think that's maybe why I find it hard to do. Because like I said, I think that the best communication is just to be in a way straightforward in how you are feeling with yourself. Oh yeah, and I think there's also a third group, It's people that have a conflict that you are not a part of. Which, for a long time of my life, when people would have a conflict or get angry, and I am even sitting close to them, I still have it in the, for example, on the tube or something, when people are shouting or, like, you know, having an argument, that I feel at some point affected by it. And I think that's the third category, is that when there's a conflict happening, there's nothing to do with me, I still feel partially responsible for how they would feel. Conflict. I feel the most conflicts I've had were on dating apps. I think I'm quite a relaxed, communicative, chilled person that if something happens in real life, I feel I listen to the person, give them space to talk. And I feel that if you are chatting to someone, you don't know what their energy is, you don't see them, you don't feel what they are feeling that, you know, at that time. So especially on dating apps, when everybody is on there for a different reason, for a different mood, and that can change every day. So if someone is proper only there for sex and they say hey and I say hey, how you doing, whatever, and just start a normal conversation, and then if they get offended by me not biting into wanting to hook up and them almost saying, well, you've wasted my time now because I've been talking to you and you don't want to do anything, and that people are, you know, it's hard to read from when somebody says hey, you don't know what they are meaning, you know, you don't really know what kind of way they are going when it's just a text. I do feel people can get quite offended very quickly for what you say. I remember I've heard it before when people were like asking me, I think when I was living in Guildford as well, even in London, when I was like, oh, do you want to go for a drink or do you want to meet up? And I would I would type maybe, which literally just means maybe, like yes or no, I'm not sure. I don't know this person. I've just had five lines of conversation with you. And then some people think they can already say, oh, do you want to meet up after like one sentence? And I'm like, well, maybe. And then I think British people got quite offended when I said maybe instead of, I don't know, being fake polite. Yeah, that's quite true as well, that lots of like kind of conflict is a bit like downplayed because you just try to be polite here in the UK. Yeah, and so massive arguments in a relationship that you have. I remember there was a time where I think it's just kind of the language and what kind of mindset you have on your interpretation of a word. So I remembered me and my boyfriend had the word thirsty for a while that really like triggered us both off and not really like started an argument or like started a conflict, but I always felt like that we had a period where when we used the word thirsty, we both weren't on the same line of what we thought what the word was. So for me, because English is a second language, it just hits a bit differently, and some words mean less to me than other words, and other words, other English words just have an own sense of how I feel about words instead of maybe what they are actually meaning. So I think that could like, in general, always could create a bit of conflict. If you are, oh, like for example, I remembered when I was single and I would get a picture of a guy, of like a shirtless picture, and I would say, ooh, hot belly. And then they got offended because I thought your stomach and your belly is the same thing. It's just, you know, your belly, it's your stomach. So just because in the Netherlands, we just have one word for it. And guys got offended that I said belly instead of stomach because I wasn't aware of that it's a different word. So yeah, so got a bit of conflict because of that. And on that belly note, we are going to pull a card. Do-do-do-do-do. Lovely. I am using the Angel Guide Oracle deck from Kyle Gray, and this card is for you for this week when this podcast comes out. Thank you, angels. Thank you so much. And I think I'm asking, what do you need to focus on this week? Thank you, angels, for showing us what we need to focus on this week. And that is, raise your vibrations. Tingling. I just get the word tingling. Here we go. This pops out from the little booklet that I have. So raising your vibration means aligning yourself with situations, people, places, and choices that you know will lift you up, support you, and help you grow. It's really focusing on what makes you happy. Do things, even though if there are little things, just have like a nice hot chocolate, have a nice walk, pamper yourself a bit with like a face mask, or buy something nice from the supermarket that you wanted to get for yourself. Watch a nice film, get a little blanket and watch a nice film with yourself. Do things that will nurture you and that you will feel that makes you happy. Yeah. Lovely people, thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions for me, if you have any topics you want me to do, please message me on What Is This Feeling Podcast on Instagram. You can send me a message, send me a voice note, do whatever you like. And again, thank you so much, gorgeous people, for listening. You listen to your feelings. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. Have an amazing week. Doei.